they save the bits from that last hour. I'll be asking you to dial that thing come Monday morning for the midweek ski package at Massanutten. The Grace Man exploring wacky flights of fancy. Have you ever, like, just stumbled upon something that shook you to your very foundation? Happened to me.
Yes, I was watching some workers I had back there, and they were going to put in this huge hot tub. You know, most people just put them on the deck, and it's a wooden pre-molded fiberglass thing, but I wanted to put in this massive hot tub in the ground, as opposed to having to climb a ladder to get in it. Anyway, I was watching as they were working with the bulldozer, and I stood there. I said, wait a minute, hold up a second, let me see, back that thing off. Put it back a little bit. Yeah, hang on a second. And I stepped into the hole, and I found what appeared to be a jawbone. And I looked farther, and I found some crude tools. And so I started digging with my bare hands. I found what appeared to be a slate of some sort with crude drawings or some kind of pictures. Not having a Rosetta Stone handy, I couldn't figure out exactly what it was, but I knew it was something. And I knew it wasn't from the 1930s or some previous owner of the Grease Palace. No, as I shuffled through that earth, I realized it could well have been Mesozoic Man that had been here before me. I pored deeper and deeper, and I found that the almost perfectly skeletonized body of a child. Be it the skull was thicker and the eyes set way far apart. And I realized I was onto something. I said, guys, smoke them if you got them. And I ran inside and I called the Smithsonian. I said, yeah. Hello, look, I've been putting in this hot tub in the backyard, and we were digging, and I found what appears to be like a campsite or a former housing. Yeah, there's a family. Appears to be a family. I see a jawbone, obviously adult-sized. There's the perfectly skeletonized body of a child. Some crude tools, and appears to be some sort of writing. Yes. Uh-huh, and, no, there's no glass of any kind. So that kind of pins it down somewhat, but there is a, yeah, made mainly out of rocks and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it appears as though they were cooking or something. When I don't know what happened. The earth froze over or whatever, but they look pretty good. They're in pretty good shape. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's what the curator said. Well,
that's great. We've long suspected that type of person was in the greater metropolitan Washington area. You stay right there. Whatever you do, tell your construction workers to stop. Because we want to send a team right out there. Now, don't touch anything and don't go out in your backyard, whatever. We're going to rope off the area. I figure in 2 to 3 weeks, we should be able to sift through that earth. Now, we're going to have to dig up the whole backyard. Because if you found one site there, it could be a whole village. What you found was one family's cubicle. But there could have been numerous cubicles. So, consequently, we're going to dig up your backyard. And we're going to find out just what you got there. Now, a lot of the stuff is going to have to be sent away and analyzed. We won't want to fill in the backyard for at least a couple of weeks after that until we know exactly what we're working with. So, could I have your address, please? I said, I'm 209 Montgomery Village Avenue at Gaithersburg. I got you. Come out here as soon as you can. Okay, guys, pour the cement! Yeah. Screw the Mesozoic era. Yeah. Fill it in real good, yeah. That's it. Now go back and forth with the dozer over it. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's good. Honey, stuff squid, please!
Changing the way Washington talks. It's the Grease Man, mornings on DC 101.